Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeart Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Got a very busy day today on the program. Raw is tonight, and we got a lot to talk about. There are championship matches on Raw. There are what appear to be non-title matches on Raw. We've got the beginning of the Susan G. Komen month on Raw. We can talk about all of that, as well as last night's TNA Bound for Glory pay-per-view. Not much of a pay-per-view, although the Great War was in fact a great war. It was awesome. That was the highlight of the pay-per-view by leaps and bounds. But last night there was no meeting with Dixie Carter and the talent. So I believe that the only information that anyone has about the future of TNA was actually what we reported yesterday here on this show, which is that it is not being sold to WWE, and it's not going out of business. That's all I know, and that appears to be more than anybody else knows, because nobody was told anything. But the pay-per-view was paid for, and the television tapings that are taking place today apparently are paid for. This takes them... through December. And so they've got more time to figure out who is going to buy this company. It does appear that Dixie Carter somehow got this money not from Billy Corgan or Aerolux. So nobody knows who paid for these tapings. We had the Great War and the Great Mystery all on one show. So if you saw Bound for Glory, you're welcome to call in and talk about that pay-per-view here today. Got a lot of other news as well, including Alberto El Patron, no-showing one of AAA's biggest shows of the year, an update on UFC fighter Josh Salmon, who I believe is still in a coma, and a lot of other news. Mike Sempervivi joining us after the break. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip, or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, October 5th, and that's the Rite Aid 1 of 65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event Wednesday, October 5th. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. If you want to contact us here today, the studio line, 425-488-0525. Toll-free 844-411-5411. Text messages 425-780-7566. At Brian Alvarez on Twitter, at Semper Vivi on Twitter, Brian at WrestlingObserver.com. For those of you that don't know my email address, contact us here today. Let us know what is on your mind. Mike, I presume you did not watch Bound for Glory.
I did watch Bound for Glory.
What?
Yeah, it's true.
Got to be kidding me. You didn't even watch the Ring of Honor show.
Well, I was going to watch the Ring of Honor show, but Bound for Glory and TNA in its current state took precedence last night. So, yeah, I still owe the world an ROH viewing, but I couldn't do it last night, obviously, because of Bound for Glory. So,
I told you there was a possibility that there was not going to be anything sale-related on this show.
Yes, you did, and you weren't lying.
Now, there should have been.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
What's going on?
I don't know, and I tell you what, I don't know. When you do have that effect of people that are checking you out, I would have mentioned it. I think I would have mentioned it. But then again, I guess if there's no news to give anybody, then why give them a bunch of nonsense or anything like that? If it wasn't Billy Corgan, if it wasn't Aralux, if Dixie doesn't want to admit it's her, or if it's some other mystery group, obviously they went out of their way to not tell you who it was. Or why it was taking place. So maybe there really wasn't any news. Maybe it was her money. Maybe who knows what it is. It's all speculation until it all comes out when we see names in print on what has taken place.
Oh, well, but let me say this, however. There were tweets. There was an Impact Wrestling tweet that said, hashtag game changer. Mm-hmm. There was certainly nothing on the show that was a game changer. Dixie Carter had said on Thursday during the Impact television show that a big announcement was coming soon. So in some ways, they did lead you to believe that something was going to be happening on this pay-per-view, and they gave us nothing.
Well, I guess, you know.
That's a bait and switch is what that is.
Just for the situation they were in, you figure they would have said something, but no, they didn't. And here we are. We go anew. When are these TV tapings supposed to take place?
They're all week, I guess.
Hmm.
Taping all the way through December.
I guess we'll wait and see how these tapings go, and if anything is mentioned there, if anybody pops up there as some sort of hand in what went on. So I guess we'll have to see. But they made it again. They got that resuscitation that a lot of people just kind of blew off and said they'll figure out a way to live, and they have.
I don't know. They did, but come on. Like, where'd this money come from? Did Dixie pony up for these tapings? That's my question.
It's possible. It's possible.
Let's look at this show.
I figured she would say that, though.
Oh, yeah, DJ Z and Trevor Lee, it was fine. Maybe even good. Dave thought it was very good. It was all right.
It was all right.
Trevor Lee and TNA, I just don't get it. It just goes, whoosh. Straight over my head. He's the
all
technical caveman.
Well, there you go. It's all that great explanation they've given you on who and what Trevor Lee is, you know? We know he's a spot monkey. We know he's hairy, and we know he's from North Carolina.
We know that when he's selling, he reaches his arms all over like a robot or a mummy. I'm not sure what that's all about. I was not blown away with this match. Now, however, it was a five-star classic compared to this 10-man Bound for Glory gauntlet match, which Eli Drake won.
Who'd you think was going to win that one? Besides the fans.
I was watching this show, and I was so... I didn't even tweet it out, because I wanted to be a fair man. I didn't want to be mean. But the first half of this show, I was just in a fury. I was tweeting, I was texting Tom, just everything that made me so angry. It's battle royal here.
Almost had you turn to watch football.
I mean, listen, it's Bound for Glory. It's the biggest show of the year. I realize that they're in trouble, but they do have the money to pay for guys like, they got Bobby Lashley, they've got Cody, as well as Brandi Rhodes. They don't have Cody Rhodes, but they have Cody and Brandi Rhodes. They've got talent there, but then there's, like, this. Can you imagine? You won't even see a match like this on Raw with all of the mid to low carders. Like, you won't even see it on Raw. There would still be some stars in there. Now, imagine a Raw geek battle royal with nothing but geeks, and you put it on WrestleMania! And I don't mean to denigrate any of these guys. I mean, there's some good wrestlers in there, but this was a battle royal filled with people that came across as just guys, having just a match, and there's a world... This was a Money in the Bank ladder match with no ladder. The winner gets to challenge for the title anytime they want with a week's notice. And this was such a nothing match, and Grado making a joke out of the whole thing. I know he's a comedy character, but... I mean, really, would Santino be in a Money in the Bank battle royal and just do comedy? I mean, I guess that's what the Royal Rumble is, but the point is, that's a Royal Rumble. This was just bad. Do you hear me? This was just bad.
We did have the Santino make it till the end on a Royal Rumble one time.
We had Moose and Mike Bennett, which actually I must have liked better than everybody. I thought this was totally fine. It wasn't great, but it was fine.
It was all right.
Moose won. Then we had Aaron Rex against Eddie Edwards in this Impact
natural matchup.
Grand Championship match. 3 5-minute rounds. I've seen a few of these now, and I'm totally over it. These are not better. I'm pretty sure that Eddie Edwards and Aaron Rex would have had a much better singles match. Every 5 minutes, they just had to stop and then start over again 3 times. Goes to the judge's decision. You know, I understand that people want to do different things with professional wrestling, but when you think about mixed martial arts, the reason there are rounds is because commissions will not let guys just fight until somebody wins or loses. That's how it was in the old barbaric days. And now it's like a sport, and so they've taken away the no time limit, no weight limit aspect of MMA, and now it's a sport, and guys go in there, and after 5 minutes, they get a break, and they get some water, and some fella gives them bad advice, and then they go back in, and they do it for 5 more minutes. And in the end, you know, I don't know, what do you say, 7 times out of 10, the judges choose who wins, and then, I don't know, 2 times out of 10, everybody hates who they chose. Like, I think in a perfect world for mixed martial arts fans, they'd prefer a match with no judges and no rounds. Just have 2 guys go out there and fight until 1 guy wins. That's what I think the ideal is for an MMA fan. But because it's now a sport and we're trying to get out of this barbaric MMA, guys are going in there now and we've got rounds and all of this other stuff. But professional wrestling, you don't have that. So why would you voluntarily take something where 2 guys go in and 1 guy comes out the winner? Usually via pinfall or submission. Sometimes it's a bad finish, but usually you actually get a finish. And you recreate it where now every 5 minutes the action stops, and then 3 random people, who we don't even know who they are, score who was the winner. And then at the end of this, we got a split decision. Although at the bottom of the screen on the graphic, it was just 30-27. I don't even know why. And there was just like, I don't get what's going on here. I don't like it.
No, it's...
It is not an improvement over professional wrestling.
No, it is not. Not in its current state, didn't add anything new. And even if it added something new in your eyes, it didn't add anything logical at all to me. Much like your math there, because... So what is this now, 70% of the time?
Don't even get me started on my math.
Okay.
But you know, you get the point.
Yes. But it's a poor idea. And we can probably chalk this one up and place it in the same basket that we place Hard 10 and all the other interesting scenarios and gimmicks they've come up with.
Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, three pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and two online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Joined by Mike Sempervivi, of course. New on DVD and on demand this week, Timeline, the history of ECW 1992 and 1993 is told by Todd Gordon. Join the one and only ECW original as he takes you back to the prehistory of the company we came to know as Extreme Championship Wrestling, back when it was Tri-State Wrestling, and later Eastern Championship Wrestling. Hear the entire dish, the inside dish, about Gilbert, Heyman, Sandman, and more from Todd Gordon himself. You can get this three-hour-plus series finale, in addition to all of the other years in the Timeline history of ECW series, from Kayfabe Commentaries at their website, shootinterviews.com. That's easy enough to remember. Shootinterviews.com. Available
now
on DVD, video on demand stream, and KC downloads. KFABE commentaries, their shoots are not shareholder approved.
They're not.
Shootinterviews.com.
Lovely. Timelines that are fantastic for a geek like me. Those and the throwbacks to the territories that Jim Cornette hosts. Excellent job there. So better than what TNA is doing right now. Are we still continuing on with TNA?
Or of going course. To find it? I have okay, more. Text okay. message here.
Good.
Do you think to cut costs, TNA will go to a three-sided ring? He says it would cut their rope costs in half. I'm not sure if that's exactly correct.
Sort of.
My math is bad, but. And this person here says Game Changer was their tagline for Cody Rhodes coming to TNA. It was on all the graphics for his debut. Well, let me say something about that. I wish companies wouldn't do this because I like Cody, but he's not a game changer. So, I don't know. Billing that as a game-changing moment for Bound for Glory, and I paid $40 and Cody debuted and beat up Mike Bennett. I don't know about that.
What about Brandy the Grappler?
Hey, she is going to be a grappler. We'll see how it goes. Let's go to the studio line. You are on the air. What's going on?
Hey, this is Mike from Chicago.
Yes, Mike.
Yeah, I know I'm a week late to this one, but I wanted to talk about that cruiserweight match for Raw last week.
The cruiserweight match, the multi-person, what was the cruiserweight match? There were two of them.
I think it was Perkins versus, who was it? I can't remember. Whatever. The point is, I feel as though the crowd was being a bit disrespectful. I mean, I don't understand. Why would they go chanting for Punk or Savage or all those other guys when they've got two guys putting on a perfect clinic in the middle of the ring for them?
Because they don't know who they are and they don't care. And that's the way it goes. Wrestling is a star-driven business. WWE has placed itself in a position to where we will tell you who the stars are and we are going to position them in this way. And they didn't do that with these people. And we all know him on the indies. If you've seen TJ Perkins for years, you know what he can bring to the table. Even if you've been a fan for a long time, you know what a guy like a Brian Kendrick can bring to the table.
No, sure. I've seen Perkins' work as Manic, you know, Suicide, and seen Brian Kendrick before.
But unfortunately, a lot of the WWF or WWE fan base has not seen them before. And with a lot of those guys, they're going to sit there and they're going to sit on their hands for a lot of it. And it's going to be, unfortunately, up to the talent to try to get them involved in their matches by the time the match is over. But as far as video packages go, as far as presentation goes, as far as a lot of what goes around the cruiserweight division, WWE has not done themselves any favors.
I want to thank you very much for the call. I mentioned this. There, I think our fans, I can hear my child out there celebrating the Cruiserweight Classic. There are fans that I believe, and I know this actually, I don't even believe because I've gotten feedback on this. They believe that far more people are watching stuff like the Cruiserweight Classic than actually are. I mean, let's say there's 1.5, 1.4 million network subscribers. Okay? That's your absolute... your absolute peak number of potential viewers is 1.4 million to the Cruiserweight Classic. Now, you know, everybody knows, that every single person that subscribes to the network is not watching the Cruiserweight Classic. So what percentage is that? Let's say, and I think this is being generous, let's say half. Okay, so you've got, what, 750,000? And I think that's super high because I think that I was always under the impression that around 400,000 people were watching NXT every week. And actually, let's go with that then. So maybe you're talking 300,000 people are watching the Cruiserweight Classic every week. That may even be high. The point is, if you're listening to this show, obviously you probably watch the Cruiserweight Classic because you're a pretty hardcore fan. But 300,000 people watching the Cruiserweight Classic when 3 million people are watching Raw, you're talking at best 10% of the Raw television audience knows these guys and watch the Cruiserweight Classic. So you're talking, we go to a house show and there's 11,000 people there, and you look at 10% of those people, you're talking 1,100 people, 1,000 people in a building know who these guys are. Now, it's me doing math, and this is not perfect, but I'm talking about, in general, a small portion of your crowd watched the Cruiserweight Classic and knows these guys. So In that first match, yeah, they gave them the opportunity to go out there and entertain them. But when you bring out a second cruiserweight match with guys they've never seen, yeah, I can understand the crowd getting tired. It's a three-hour show. They've been sitting there a long time, and here's a second match with guys they don't know that goes 11 minutes. It's a work in progress. I don't know if you can so much yell at the fans. It's just, hopefully after a while, they get into it more. What's this baby doing over there?
I don't know, but if I fired up, maybe she's working on the piano. We're getting ready to sing Obsolete, but I
believe she's in her jumperoo right now.
That's her tendency. She's just happy then, just jumping up and down. 10 to 15% of the crowd, I think, would probably be it's pretty safe, I would say, because whenever I've gone to a show where somebody has been on NXT or was down there mostly, and they've kind of come up cold on house shows, like taking Tyson Kidd as an example, with Sami Zayn, when basically, obviously Kidd had been up on the main roster, but he was doing his work at that time almost exclusively in NXT, and Sami Zayn was definitely in NXT at the time, and there were people chanting like Natty's boyfriend and things like that, but it was only about 10 to 15% of the crowd who knew who it was, and I remember that with other times too, where there is that sliver that absolutely knows who those people are, but if the rest of the crowd just knows WWE's come to town, and, you know, for whatever reason they're going, and it's just that they happen to be seeing this person that a couple of people have known.
Laura here says, do you think Bound for Glory will be the last TNA pay-per-view ever? No. It just keeps going. Apparently, we'll just keep going forever.
Forever.
More matches. Oh, yes. The Hardys, the Great War, was last night. My wife was in the room momentarily.
Did you call her back in for this, or did she stumble back in for this one?
I think this might have been after the match. I'm not sure of the timing, but she basically looked at the screen and said, is that a real baby? And I said, yeah. That's King Maxwell. And no, he will never date Paisley. But anyway, she goes, shouldn't that baby be in bed? And I was like, you know what? It is 11 o'clock Eastern or 10:30 Eastern. That is pretty late for this baby here. My baby is not awake at 10:30 Eastern. But anyway, this was the best match ever. The Great War. Books will be written about the Great War. Hardys beat Decay. It was like, it was like Who Framed Roger Rabbit? It was half live action and half a cartoon backstage. And it was great.
It's an acceptable way to put it. And if you have liked...
And man, Rebby's bosom, it's like Jessica Rabbit. There's so many parallels.
If you like Broken Matt Hardy and you have liked Delete or Decay... You should, I would assume, absolutely adore this. I thought it was great. It was what it was as far as, again, you brawl to the back, and then all of a sudden we get all the pre-recorded footage and everything, but they gave you, if you have been a fan of this, all of the things that you would have hoped for. We got the truck driver, we got Willow, we got all sorts of nonsense that took place.
We got Itchweed.
We did.
That's his name. That's Jeff Hardy's new guy. Itchweed.
Itchweed.
I don't even know what that means. Who's Itchweed? He was great. I want to see Itchweed. I want to see more Itchweed.
So if you loved it, you'll love it. If you haven't liked any of it, it probably did
that
not.
That person doesn't
your...
exist. If you didn't like any of it, what do you even listen to this show for? You have no joy in your life.
It was something else, though. And I think really even more than the match or any of that. So it's just everybody plays it so great. So from the time that Jeff Hardy came out singing his ring entrance as Rebby played the piano and Matt acted thespian style in the background and expressed his joy, it was that was almost enough for me. The match itself, which was what it was when we did have a chance to see it in the ring. The whole thing was just leading to a point, and that point was the Hardys winning and good.
Man, it was great.
Let's see what the next feud is, because again, this will be interesting in how they space out the Hardy stuff, because I have been a fan of it, I've enjoyed it, and as long as they don't push it too much, I think you've got something.
Too much? What are you talking about?
There's the thing now. Now, do we want to see them feuding with a Brandy and a Cody or a Mike Bennett?
No, there needs to be another group of miscreants that come
in. Exactly, but how many are you going to just basically create those groups? Are you going to try to bring somebody in, or what do you do? And there's where some of the fun can start going away from this stuff.
Here's what I know. The first two I did running commentary on as I watched them. So I was working as I watched them, and I enjoyed them greatly. This one, I just sat there and I watched the match from start to finish. I didn't do running commentary. I didn't take notes. I didn't do anything. I loved it more than the other two. And maybe it was just my viewing experience, but it was so great. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, October 5th, and that's the Rite Aid Wellness 65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event, Wednesday, October 5th. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. There's always a sprinkle of mystery and magic when we consider the man, woman, girl, or boy behind a song. Join me over at focusonrock.com, where we look at the girl behind the inspiration for Harry Chapin's 1972 hit Taxi. Who was Sue in the Taxi? How did they meet? And why did she inspire such beautiful creativity in the late, great Harry Chapin?
Whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, Guitar Center has the gear you need to bring out your best. And going on now, you can save up to 30% on select gear during our singer-songwriter event. Get a Martin X-Series acoustic electric guitar for just $5.99, a Latin percussion cajon for $79, or a pair of AKG K52 headphones for just $29. Don't miss your chance to save on everything you need to write, record, and perform. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter event is going on now, in-store and online.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, we got a lot to talk about, so just very quickly, Gail Kim beat Maria and Lashley beat EC3 to retain the world title in the final two matches for that TNA pay-per-view. Nothing spectacular in either match. They were just there. Nothing could follow the great war with the Hardys. And speaking of Trevor Lee, today's episode is sponsored by our friends at the High Spots Wrestling Network. HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com, the ultimate source for all things PWG. Apparently Trevor Lee in PWG is a different man than the Trevor Lee in TNA. Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, one of the hottest promotions on the planet. You can stream over 160 full-length PWG videos at HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com. Available on mobile, PC, Apple TV, and Roku. The High Spots Wrestling Network, Mike, is too sweet. HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com. Check it out. PWG, 160 shows. That's worth your subscription right there. You can see Dave freaking out in the front row.
Yes, you can. People freaking out because they see Dave in the front row.
I mentioned
I'm
that
talking
Raw,
about the wrestlers in the ring.
Yeah. Raw is tonight. We've got the Susan G. Komen month, so there's going to be pink everywhere. Yes, Mike?
No, go ahead. No, I love it. It's Susan G. Komen time. And I am a fan of you. Hey, I'm glad WWE throws as much money to charities as they do. But coming right off of Connor's cure, this is just going to be I wonder when we're just going to have, when it comes to WWE and their corporate sponsors, just there's always going to be a theme. And I know it's popped up in the NFL now. We got the pink going on right now for them, too. And this will be everywhere. It's not just WWE. But when it comes to WWE, I'm just wondering, you know, in between, you know, the tentpole events like WrestleMania and Royal Rumble and things like that, if we're just going to have sponsored events now from this point forward.
Well, dude, they need the money because the Raw ticket sales tonight are no good. This has been a story all weekend. I've been getting email after email. Brian, I used to do this, I used to do that. Tickets used to be this, they used to be that. It's nothing like that anymore. Yeah. Get ready for more. House show business has been down. The television taping attendance has been down. Everything is slowly falling because they are pushing out way too much product. And it is driving off the casual fans, and it is pleasing the hardcore fans. Like that first row, those ringside Raw tickets, they're gone in a flash because the hardcores snatch them up. But trying to sell tickets to the casual fans, there are less and less with each passing day. But I shall not waste your time. You can go back and listen to 1,000 shows where I've talked about this. Tonight, we have Charlotte versus Sasha for the women's title. I pray they do not do the exact same thing they did last time and just change the title on TV. I've seen this once. Maybe they're going to do a redo since Sasha got hurt. But you know what? Sasha's been hurt many times, and she's going to be hurt again. So let's not do a redo because we'll just see her probably getting hurt again, and we'll have to do a redo a third time. It's like Roman Reigns being coronated for 3 straight WrestleManias. We have TJP versus Brian Kendrick, which, believe it or not, has been billed by WWE as both title and non-title, depending on the day. I believe today it is a non-title match. But those are the two big matches for Raw. And they're not going head-to-head with the debate, so it should be up. But I can't promise anything now.
Why not?
Because it may not be up. It just may not be. Listen, when WCW was going down and they cut from 3 hours to 2 because they had 2 hours that were doing okay and 1 hour that was doing bad, and they thought if they cut the hour that was doing bad, then the 2 hours that were doing good would magically average out to a better overall rating. And they're right. They were right. That's what should have happened. And in fact, it didn't, and that seems impossible. But it didn't! So
they did enough damage where they deserved the fate that they got. And no, it's bad for WWE tonight, and this isn't going to be... The bigger comeback number that everybody's eyes are going to be paying attention to tonight, at least generally speaking, is going to be on Monday Night Football. Now, Monday Night Football should get a large bump back. Obviously, they were killed by a bad game last week, or at least a unfavorable matchup for them, on top of the debates, on top of the fact that numbers have been slipping for whatever reason, whether it's DVRs, whether it's watching through streaming devices, no matter what it is, whatever it is, Nielsen the next day when the ratings are coming out, they have not looked favorable for Monday Night Football. But for the first time in a while now, they are going to have a marquee matchup that will involve a major center, which is New York City, in that the New York metro area will come out to watch the Giants play the Vikings, and in a battle of two really good football teams that could end up having a really fun game with some interesting storylines. So It will be interesting to see how they do, because they actually have legitimately stiff competition tonight coming from the NFL, on top of the fact that all of these shows that were preempted last week who are just starting their fall seasons are all going to be in effect, and all, I'm sure, have had hanger storylines and things like that. So it will be interesting, because they can't blame this on anything other than their competition. And, you know, like it or not, you can point to things and go, well, it's this, it's that, it's the other, but doesn't matter. You know that competition is going to be there. It's up to you to beat it, and they probably won't.
Studio line, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Kenny from Gallatin, Tennessee.
Yes, Kenny.
Hey, Mike, good job on the football reference. I'm like you. I'm still hoping for that Kroenke appearance on Raw, but anyway,
wishful
thinking. I want to talk a little bit about TNA a little bit, and you know, it is amazing with all that. They're starting to look more like ECW at the end as opposed to WCW, but all this rumors and all these words, you know, I'm starting to
How is that different from WCW? It's exactly what happened with WCW.
Well, you know, it's like they're living for the moment, ECW, but then again, they didn't have the finances, and I know you point that out, but to me, it's just kind of like they're living to hang on, like all the ECW stars hang on to the end until they didn't have their final show. I mean, to me, that's what I feel like TNA is in a lot of ways. I don't know if you would agree with that suggestion or not.
No, this is exactly what happened with WCW as well. Everybody was hanging on till the end. They didn't believe anything till it was done. It was gone.
I understand it to a point, but it's kind of like where WCW at least had some finances with the pending AOL Time Warner merger, had things worked out a lot.
Finances
better.
They lost $60 million in a year.
Yeah, but to be fair, I will say this, though. At least with WCW, even though they did have their last show technically in a beer hall, they didn't at least have a show just randomly in Alabama or wherever it was, where they had a big beer bash at the end and everybody got into the ring and people were confused on what was going on, and then all of a sudden, it's over. You know, it's gone. At least WCW turned into something, whether you liked what it turned into or not. Its legacy sort of continued into WWE.
All right.
So there's
thanks
that.
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
All right. Thanks, Kenny.
Nah.
Let's go to some of the text messages here. Mm-hmm. John from Arkansas.
I hope they're all from Kenny.
Admits, I have no joy in my life. I'm not big on the Hardy thing, but I applaud their outside-the-box stuff. At least he admits it. I was right.
Oh. I don't know how anybody can think it's not at least somewhat creative, even if you don't like it from a pro wrestling point of view. I mean, even Lance, you know, if you, you know, who I couldn't think would be, you know, your example of a buttoned up guy over at F4W who doesn't like so much of this fun. And even Lance,
we're talking about, he loves the Brian and Vinny show. Of course he'd like Final Battle. Well, Final Deletion or whatever it's called. The Great War. The Great War. Is it possible TNA had the money for the shows, this person asks, the whole time and just spread the rumors they didn't to try to get more eyes on the show? Absolutely not.
No. Did they ever tell anybody involved with the promotion where the money came from?
No, we don't know. It's a mystery.
That's something, yeah, that I don't think we pointed out earlier on that should be pointed out here. It's not like the people working there had everything kind of set it, their mindset at ease here by anything that took place last night. All they know is, well, the show's going to go on, and that's it.
Yeah,
nothing,
but you know,
no
what?
Stability,
listen,
nothing.
Listen, to a degree, it's none of anyone's business where the money came from. If everybody got their paycheck, then they got their paycheck. What the hell difference does it make?
Because you have a direction and a view that you have to go in, and maybe they don't want to go in that direction. And yes, you're right that it may not be anybody's business, but it will be as soon as you announce it, and then you start rankling people. So it's possible.
What?
If there was going to be something that took place that affected my business or that affected the people taking place, which would include a takeover of a business, yes, yeah, you're still going to get paid, and I guess that's all that matters, but shouldn't the people be told who their bosses are going to be?
Well, yeah,
exactly,
but there may not be
happen?
Bosses yet.
Well,
that's the
point. So, but that's the whole point of what I'm talking about, is nothing was said last night, so you just have a bunch of people scratching their heads going, what the hell are we doing?
Yeah.
Which,
I'm sure
you could say that about TNA for any point, but still.
Here's the deal. Dixie is still the boss, like she's been for 12 years, and everyone got their paycheck. So above and beyond that, what the hell do you tell everybody? You can tell them when something happens.
Well, you try to at least,
but clearly
I would at least
nothing
try
has
to
happened.
Set them at ease if you're, you know, running that company and trying to keep morale up for, you know, for, well.
Well, she's been tweeting to keep them at ease. Everything is fine.
Sorry,
there's going to
yes.
be an announcement.
Yeah, it's an old miseducation, I guess.
Person says, superstar babies go to sleep whenever they want. No, they need to go to bed at bedtime.
Yes, they do. That's what always amazed me about the Monday Night Wars. It just, I would have a logic gap in that I can't believe, and there were, and let's just flat out, there were. It always amazed me that there were kids in elementary school that, number one, were allowed to watch some of what was taking place on WWE programming, but also being allowed to stay up until 11 o'clock on a Monday night to
have you ever gone outside and seen, like, children and their parents out in the real world?
Yeah.
Okay, this shouldn't surprise you then.
I know, but you'd like to have some faith for people. But yeah, you know, you can go in some places 4 a.m.
Faith.
And it's like 4 p.m. I know, it's silly me with people actually thinking they would raise their kids correctly, but hey.
Let's go to the studio line. You're on the air.
This is Jim from Virginia.
Yes, Jim.
I watched Bound for Glory last night, and I'm in the same opinion as you guys that the Hardys, the decay, and the delete deal that was the best of the whole show. I thought the Gail Kim Hall of Fame ceremony was right good.
It was right good. It was very good.
I just wonder if some of the fans, you know, they get so into character, they start scratching their head when Awesome Kong started talking.
Hey, you know, I remember I went to a show once, and I got picked up, and I was in the same car with Kong. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I had never seen her speak ever. Mm-hmm. And I jump in the car, and she's on the phone with, like, I don't know who it was, maybe her niece or something like that. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is the nicest lady in the world.
She is. I've heard a lot of people say that.
Blew my mind. And then she's been on this show, so... Mm-hmm. I've heard her speak many times, so I was not surprised by her promo, but maybe some fans were.
He was talking about Charlotte and Sasha Banks tonight. I'm in agreement with you. I don't want another title change. They did that too. It's been too soon. Let Charlotte keep the belt. Maybe something controversial, anything like that. Just don't just keep doing the same thing over and over.
Yeah, a lot of good that title change on Raw did.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the ratings are as low as ever. Sasha's less over than ever. They put it right mm-hmm. back on Charlotte again. I mean, mm-hmm. it was a total waste. It looked like a waste going in, and it turned out to be a waste coming out.
Exactly, and they're going up against the big Giants-Vikings game tonight, too. That's going to be a big ratings draw, too.
I've heard.
Brian didn't know anything about that.
No, of course not. I got bigger fish to fry. I got a great war of my own.
Hey, one other thing. What do you think about Jazz winning the NWA Women's title?
I was blown away, Jim. I couldn't believe my eyes when I read that.
And she's going to Japan. Boy, that'll be some slobber knockers going on.
There will be some slobber knockers. There will be slobber. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. We some southern boys with the promise strength. Ain't nobody man enough to feel the pain. And you can be next. You better give respect.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Granger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Granger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Granger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Granger's got your back. I love Granger. You know why? because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here for the final segment of the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Once again tonight, it is Raw with scary low ticket sales in Los Angeles. Charlotte versus Sasha for the women's title. TJP versus Brian Kendrick in a non-title match. Kickoff of the Susan G. Komen More Than Pink movement tonight. So myself and Dave Meltzer will be up talking all of the results of the show and so much more later on tonight. Wrestling Observer Radio. Had a ton of shows yesterday, four shows. Observer Live, After Dark Radio, more Creepy Clowns. Had a Brian Vinny show talking the Ring of Honor pay-per-view in NWA from 30 years ago this week. And a Wrestling Observer Radio talking Bound for Glory and all of the news. So if you are not a subscriber, you didn't have anything to listen to this morning. But if you were a subscriber, you had four shows to get through the workday. So if ever there was a reason to sign up, that's it. You'll never be bored because you will never run out of shows talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. So sign up today at WrestlingObserver.com. Check out my Hispanic Heritage video there on Twitter. We're creeping up to 10,000 views. Just wait till it gets to WWE.com. It's going to go through the roof. Audible.com, Death of WCW. I am at Brian Alvarez. Mike is at Semper Vivi. Sports Byline at Sports Byline USA. Here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, free on the Sports Byline USA radio network. Grab the TuneIn Radio app for your smartphone. It is free. Search Sports Byline USA and listen to the show every day for free. And we'll be back tomorrow with more. Thanks, Mike. All the folks at Byline, callers and listeners, we'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.